will.
Dig yourself deep. Just keep digging yourself deep.
Oh, I will, because I'm real worried.
Yeah, I hope you're very worried.
Are you going to rap? Are you going to rap for us now?
I'm real worried that your morality was threatened by something a disc jockey says on the radio.
Yeah, it looks like what Grease Man said, too.
Well, good. Why don't you get all your chink friends together to come down and pick at the station?
Okay, whatever.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
That went well. I thought that went very well.
Okay.
Yeah, here we are having a good time. And
Yo, I'm trying to keep it real.
Gotta get ready for the West. Controversial calls in the West. In the Wild Wild West. Rubber's Krispy Kreme in the West.
Hello, Donald White Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello.
Radio Gods.
Right, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I'm a white guy. Let's get that straight.
Okay.
Although I do miss the what's happening in theme music when you get a call from someone of color. I got a question.
Why? What the hell? Now that you've explained every color line, now we can proceed. I enjoyed the calls from the brothers better than this call.
Hello, Don on my show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, this is Alan.
Hey, yo, Mike, it's another brother.
What's up, baby?
Another brother calling from the West. Having so much fun in
the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, that was the brother that called up. I don't know why they even, everybody's taking it too serious. The guy, the Asian guy calling up.
Well, he wasn't even an Asian.
I'll tell you right now.
Switch the station, you know, chill or switch the station.
Mission of this show is comedy. That is what we're here for.
Yo.
Man, I've been listening to you guys for about 4 years. This is the first time I called. I listened to you guys.
Rob's
dancing like a white guy in the West.
Yo.
Remember the name.
Now, you're going to tell me this man is not a brother, Bryant Gumbel?
Every show, including this one, involves a vast army of professionals working backstage without whom nothing would ever get on the air. Gregory. Good luck.
All right. I had an 82 Pontiac Bonneville station wagon. I was down with all the brothers. Then all of a sudden, I roll up with a Lexus, and then all of a sudden, I'm sellout until, I start hooking my partners up. And then they're like, hey, the only way I hook them up is business-wise, how to manage them.
Why
money and everybody's cool.
Why can't we all just get along?
Yo.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, take care, man.
Everybody get along in the West.
All right, one more call.
And it's Homo Joe.
Hello, Homo.
Hey, Dynamite. How you doing?
Yo, Homo.
You got it. Homo Joe here.
Hi, Homo Joe.
I have to go pick up my pup shortly.
Your puppy?
What is that, some kind of sexual terminology?
Well, no, she had surgery this morning.
Oh, so it's real. Don't say, I mean, Homo Joe is a pup would be a dog.
Yeah, my pup.
Well, could be one of his youngsters.
It could be one of the youngins from the park.
Boycott.
One of the youngins from the park.
You know, it's bad, isn't it? But, Don, I do have a tombstone with my name on it already.
Oh, thanks for sharing that, Homo Joe.
You did it.
Thank you. All right, got it. You know, we haven't played the same game of Homo Joe at Gay Day.
Right.
If we don't do that today, we'll get to it tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, Homo.
All right.
All right, see you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Picking up younger boys in the West.
Yo. Don't have the touchstones right there. Time to clear these lines and take a caller 100 prize package we've selected especially for you. That includes a chance to go to Buffalo.
Oh, boy.
For WWF, the caller 100 right now. Good luck. 1-800-636-1067.
I thought it was going to be a better one than that. Nah, screw it.
No, now I got to get it out.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The kings of the best people ever, Don and Mike.
I sound too white now.
I know.
There's the phone
It's caller 100 right here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, am I caller 100?
Yes, you sure are.
Oh, fantastic.
What is your name?
Rich.
Where are you from, Rich?
I'm happy from Worcester, Mass.
Oh, because you're not angry. You do sound rather perky. You have won a thin... Excuse me, let me start this again. Thin Red Line Patriot Prize, including VHS copies of The Thin Red Line, Patton, 12 O'Clock High, MASH, and The Siege.
Fantastic.
Most of those movies have something to do with the war.
Yes, I'm trying to think. There was one in there that...
The Siege.
The Siege has nothing to do
that's
with
where,
it.
That's where...
We're on terrorism.
Right, that's the one
terrorism.
Where Denzel is a FBI guy, and Bruce Willis... Denzel Washington's the FBI guy, and Bruce Willis comes into Manhattan
right
to implement martial law.
Is that worth getting on pay-per-view?
No.
Oh,
no, but you've just won a free copy. Thin Red Line available now in video and DVD at stores everywhere, but wait... You have also qualified to win this week's grand prize. Later this week, we're going to take everybody that wins a prize on the show and...
Oop, power just went off here. The power's gone off.
And we'll be giving away a trip to Buffalo for WWF Wrestling.
Fantastic.
Plus, you're in the running for the Big Free Money Show Friday, July 30th, when we give away rents. And, Maury, what is going on here?
I don't like that sound.
I don't know if that's even audible on the air, but we're hearing in our headphones.
A bolt of lightning's going to come down our headphones.
Friday, July 30th, we're giving away free rents, free mortgages, and if you'd like, for your electricity payments, how much do you pay every month in rent or mortgage?
$900.
All right. Love to make that happen for you. So please make sure you're listening. Well, you got to listen every day with all the stuff going on.
You betcha.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
Hold on a sec.
You betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready for some more Ricky Martin stuff?
I certainly am.
Ricky Martin.
What the hell is going on?
It
doesn't even look like
there's
thunderstorms outside. What is going on with our...
And then the lights just flickered again.
Freaking me out.
And that's
here.
Not audible on the air, Buzz?
It doesn't seem to be audible on the air. I just checked our delay mod.
Robbie, we're on the air, but we just switched to emergency power.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be something... This could be pre-planned by the engineer. We run the alternator.
If it's pre-planned, why don't you do it in the middle of the night? Why don't you do it in the middle of afternoon drive?
I just heard that again, Mike.
What's...
Very
scared. Here comes Dan. I've got a reassuring face.
Here is
Dan the man Rice.
Engineer, citizen,
never, ever planned to torture the electricity when you guys are on the air.
I didn't think so.
No.
So what's going on?
I don't know.
We're all
running on auxiliary power.
It's weird.
It's like we've never heard it in here before. Kind of a brrrr.
If the power's going to fail, it should just...
Yeah, I don't like these little brownout things.
I'll check into it and let you know.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
Maybe that. Well, but it's cool today, so there wouldn't be a big demand for electricity.
Who knows?
Maybe the lead gerbil has had a saccharin overdose at the power plant.
Don and Mike were doing their show. They weren't sure. Suddenly a rumbling sound went through their headphones. Simultaneously, both of the youngins' heads exploded.
The youngins. What was that, Buzz? The youngins?
The
off
youngins.
The muscle.
Off the muscle.
Mm-hmm. Off the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, about Ricky Martin.
Yes.
Ricky Martin. Oh, and I'm sick of this guy. We were telling a guy earlier in today's show that he is a phenomenon. He is not a flash in the pan.
No, he's very hot.
And, you know, he's opened up now a whole other genre that you got. Jennifer Lopez thinks that she's a singer with her big wide ass.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have Julio Iglesias' kid coming out with a record now. Okay, so here's the story about Ricky Martin. Because I love the underlying story. Bubbling underneath... All the Ricky Martin stories,
yes,
still the part about him being a homo.
Which really hasn't come out definitively. I don't believe he's come out of the closet and said I'm gay or anything like this. So there are rumors surrounding Ricky Martin.
But because he's not come out with a statement saying, you know, listen, you know, I like Poon.
Right.
The stories continue.
Sure.
And the story now is that his cropped hair, streak gold in front, is prompting gays to ask their hairdressers for blonde highlights just like Ricky Martin.
Is this gays or is this everybody?
Gays. Okay. Well, no, I take it back. It does say some straight guys are asking for it, though. But it's predominantly a gay trend.
You want to make him gay. You want it to be done. You want him to come out and say, I am gay.
I want him
badly to just get it over with.
I think he is gay. I just think he should just come out and say it.
There's a lot of rumors, and there are a lot of, you know, sightings of Ricky in certain places.
It would make no difference to me.
Doesn't make any difference for you either.
For all my big talk, I've got nothing against gays.
Right.
Or Jews, or
chinks,
or anybody else that listens to this show. So here's the story. There is a salon in West Hollywood, which I'd like to point out is a very gay part of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
There's a salon in West Hollywood called... Jonathan's.
Well, Jonathan won't be here today, but if you'd like to have one of our other service stations.
And they at Jonathan's have been cutting and coloring Ricky Martin's hair
for 8 years now. Gradually shortening it from shoulder length to the style that he has right now.
So he had shoulder length hair?
Yes.
Oh, I bet he was dreamy then.
Now, Jonathan, who doesn't hair,
right?
When I first met Ricky, he had long Tarzan hair. Over the years, have gone shorter. It's a classic cut that can go with Armani or jeans.
Sewn by Jonathan Winters.
So Ricky looks like a skateboarder
or a Wall Street broker.
Ah, fantastic.
So we're going to call Jonathan now. And apparently this hairstyle is sweeping the country now.
But a lot of men are coloring their hair that never thought of it before.
USA Today says guys straight and gay between 15 and 35 are...
call cannot be completed as dialed.
Between 15 and 35?
Right.
So you would have been able to do it about 20 years ago.
A few years back.
Right.
Couple of years.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
Oh, no, hold on a second.
That was back in the day, sir, when you got your hair cut short. Back in the day, when they sharpened the scissors with a stone, right?
What is it with you and me today? What are you... why are you hanging me?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it was back in the day.
I was just like, Curly's just kidding.
Oh, that's where it started.
Okay, I don't know.
Now, listen, I take it back. Ricky Martin's not gay. And neither is the U.S. women's soccer team, okay? They're all as straight as can be.
But everybody wants to have their highlights.
Please, give me some highlights. All right, the gay riddle continues. We're trying to call Jonathan.
No, please.
Yes. He is so busy.
He sounded gay to me.
That's why they put us on hold so quick.
Hello?
You know, gay or straight, that is a technique that they've honed and refined right here at CBS Radio.
I hate it. I hate it.
So where's your phone? Phone? CBS Radio, hold please.
Right.
A lot of times when they pick up the phone, I just say, whoa. You know.
And sometimes you can't even get in with doing that.
Then let me try it again. Hello.
I like this music, though.
It's holding.
Yes, hello. Is this Jonathan's?
Yes, it is.
Hello, this is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now. Is Jonathan Anton there, please?
No, he's not in today, I'm afraid.
How are things going at Jonathan's today?
They're absolutely fabulous, thanks.
Fabulous, really? Can you tell me something about Ricky Martin?
What I know. What do you need to know?
Well, he gets his haircut there, right?
Yes, he does.
Right. Does he like boys?
I can't answer that question.
So you can't confront it at all?
All I can do is tell you that he comes here and he has his hair cut and he's a lovely guy and we cut his hair and that's it.
And are a lot of other people coming into your salon now trying to get their hair done like Ricky Martin?
Yeah, it's a popular style right now.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that mainly it's gays or straights?
We have a very mixed clientele.
But you would say the men that are coming in to get their hair highlighted probably...
A completely mixed clientele. Okay. And gay.
Good answer. How much do you charge to get your hair done like Ricky Martin's?
It's 75 and up.
75 and up. If you came in and you had a similar kind of haircut and you just wanted to get the highlights done and maybe a little trim, would it be about 75, 80 bucks?
Starting about 75, 80 bucks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is a tip expected on top of that?
Sure.
Oh, okay. You ever thought about after Ricky Martin comes into this haircut, like scooping up the leavings and sending them to people, selling them to people?
Selling them to teen magazines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet you would make a fortune with selling Ricky Martin's hair.
I know. Well, we're not into that kind of stuff.
Does Ricky ever get a waxing of any kind?
No, we're just a full-service salon. We just do hair.
Do you know if Ricky gets waxed?
I have no clue. I don't know. It's just his personal life. Just the fact that he has his haircut here.
But a nice guy, very nice guy. When
very nice guy.
When he comes in, does he come in with boys or girls?
He comes in with his business entourage, and that's all.
His business? Is it a big entourage?
Not really. This is, you know, his PR person. Stuff.
Publicist,
like that.
Agent, that type of thing?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. The normal, you know.
Any girls in that group?
Normally.
Normally there are.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Oh, okay. All right, well, is Jonathan going to be in today?
He'll be in tomorrow.
And is Jonathan the most expensive person there?
He's his salon, yes. He's the proprietor here.
Have you ever cut Rick D's hair?
Is this Rick D's on the morning?
Rick D's the disc jockey, the Los Angeles disc jockey.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Uh-huh. He's a good friend of ours.
Okay.
Yeah, if he ever comes into your salon, call him Rigdon.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
See, we keep a tape of Rick D's here.
Okay, I have to go now.
Okay.
Waiting.
All right, well,
hello.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pop.
Sound like Downtown Julie Brown, I thought. Like, not like one of those Spice Girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow.
welcome to the Isle of MTV.
Hello.
We charge you 75 or 80 pounds to get your hair cut and highlighted. And then, to make matters worse, we're going to give you a big piece of boiled meat.
See, the thing about Ricky Martin is that no matter where we call the restaurant that he owns.
Yes.
We call the place where he gets his hair done.
Right.
You know, you just come out and say, is he gay?
Mm-hmm. I really don't know.
People don't know, and you know, a lot of people are wondering, and it's up to Ricky to make that decision if he wants to confirm or deny, but he hasn't done anything, and that, of course, makes it even more,
right,
more of an issue.
Right, because I bet his handlers and people think that he won't be as popular
mm-hmm.
if he's gay.
Right.
Like, we all didn't know that George Michael was gay the first time we saw him with Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Did you know he was gay?
Oh, please.
Really?
What a girl George Michael is.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Oh, I just thought he was a dreamy guy.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know.
He didn't stop his popularity. He was popular for a while.
I have great gaydar when it comes to meeting people, individuals that aren't famous, but when it comes to stars, I really early on, even Boy George, I thought was just a straight guy wearing a stupid suit.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, just I'm clouded by the celebrity, you know, by the superstar. That's exactly what it is.
George Michael is gay, but his brother Larry, straight
Michael.
Ask Darlene.
He's absolutely straight.
And the sportscaster, also straight. Very good.
Diego, 3, Monday, New York, WABC.
They call him Old Straight.
Actually, back as manager of the Yankees. I told you that would happen Saturday night, didn't I? Trust me. Ah, yes. I thought this was the right song to play with it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chicago!
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
I'll attribute to our favorite discharge. That's right. We never hear the next break on this day.
No.
WABC, the music of Chicago. Memories of the way it used to be in the old days at 8:07 Monday in New York. Start of a brand new week with George Michael. All the things that a fool in love believes. Featuring the talent of Mike McDonald, the mix of Jim Burgess, the Doobie Brothers!
Oh, it's great being the disc jockey.
Chicago!
Featuring the talent of Michael McDonald.
Mike McDonald.
Mike McDonald, yes. Right.
You can bet you give him a lot of money.
Absolutely, he's straight.
We'll come right back, everybody.
This is the Don 40.
But it all got eaten.
The whole tray from last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Mm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, name that Pope?
Gave you communion.
Oh, I bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmelo, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is flip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean to verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like a friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a fan. That's it. Because otherwise, I'm going to question what I'm hearing here.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm going to tell you, Soprano.
Can't wait for the new episode starting a year from now.
In January.
Yeah, keep waiting until the Super Bowl, Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, guys, speak to Don and Mike.
You're on the air.
Who is this?
This is Don and Mike.
How you doing, Don?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. Just want to let you know I think this show is great, and I'm cracking up today.
Right on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Car 100.
Car 100? What are you calling, from Mars?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a percentage of people. I was just talking to Mike, the big goofy intern, about this.
Yes.
There's a percentage of people out there, God bless them, I hope they're as honest with the ratings company as to what station they listen to, even when they're not listening to it.
Right.
They just call at various times. They don't even bother listening. They just call up and say, caller 100?
Caller 100?
Oh, really? Just hoping that maybe there's a chance to win something.
Yeah.
Because we do give away an awful lot of stuff on this show.
Yeah, but the last contest we did was, what, about a half an hour ago?
Yeah, but see, they're playing the percentages. Because it was a half hour ago. That's why they're going Caller 100?
Caller 100?
Caller 100?
Right? Like that. Mike told me he's about 50 calls a day with people. Like, we'll be in the middle of something talking about something totally different.
Right.
Caller 100?
Yeah, I understand. It's interesting what they're doing. Prize?
Hello, me?
On the Mike Show.
You know, once at band camp, I put a foot in my bird's nest. Hey, my name, bitch!
It's a hot movie. A lot of people are talking
American
about
Pie. I'm going to go see that tomorrow, maybe.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Buddy.
Bobby.
That was the best show I've ever been to in my life. That Las Vegas style show, in fact.
Oh, got to mention, we're going to try to top that on July 21st when we hit to scenic Laurel, Maryland.
Beautiful Laurel.
When we have a Las Vegas-style show at Dinosaurs.
Lots of great racetracks.
And, of course, we will be live in Laurel on July 21st. That's a week from this Wednesday, Las Vegas-style
show. It won't be better than sex.
And we're going to try. We're going to try.
I'd make it if I could. It's too far for me, but... Everybody that didn't make it to that show missed a hell of a show.
Right. Thank you. Look at that. It's a month later, and they're still talking about that in San Clemente.
That's staying power.
Hello, Don of my show.
Yeah, hey, on that yelling contest?
That's the power of stink.
That's right.
Yes, yes, we're going to be having a screaming contest on the show.
Hey, for that thing, can I give a shout-out? Shout-out, baby!
For instance, when we have the screaming contest, you'll have to scream a lot louder than this guy just did. We're talking about world-class screamers.
Sure.
When we give away that $10,000 car stereo system.
And we won't be the judge of that. We'll have instrumentation that will be measuring that.
Right, machines and stuff.
Right.
Hey, guys.
What?
I give another shout-out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Shout-out, baby! Shout out!
That might be my singing guy, too.
Hello, Don and my show. I don't think so.
No. You don't think so?
I think it's a separate guy. Right.
Just at the end there, he had a little... But no burp.
Yeah, no burp. Hello? Hello?
That's a completely contrived accent of gibberish.
Right, that's phony accent.
Hello. Homo Joe. Homo Joe here.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Yes, I was just wondering if you guys are on in the L.A. area yet.
No.
No.
Okay. No. No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Not.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah,
we have finally made it to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
If this company ever gets off its ass, we'll be on that New York station.
Here, here.
Hello.
That's sorry, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, like, tell you a joke?
No, thank you.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
You took that well.
All right, bye-bye. Call us Don and Mike Show.
Donnie, my.
This is the guy I claim, right?
Donnie, my.
New song, though.
Donnie, my. What's he giving the eggs up on himself?
I think he's like the Gallagher. Singers that we have on this show.
Yeah, you know, all that's missing is the watermelon and the sledgehammer.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Scooter Mobile here.
Scooter! Hey, it's Scooter from Mobile, Alabama.
I love you guys.
It's your All-Star Weekend call. Hello, Scooter.
Hey, guys.
Scooter, do you know all the facts about All-Star Games?
I know all the facts about sports, man.
Who was the MVP at the 1975 All-Star Game?
Well, my friend Houston mentioned that. It was in Milwaukee, Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron, and when was the last time, and this has been in the newspaper, but you might not know, when's the last time they had an All-Star game at Fenway Park?
1961, and it was a tie game.
Have you seen the queer uniforms they're wearing this year?
Yes, I have.
No, I haven't. They are, well, thanks, Scooter. But what they are is, like, for instance, the National League, they have, first off, they're the shirts with no sleeves.
Okay, the vest, the kind of vest.
Don't like those. They're red.
Right.
And they'll have like a blue short sleeve shirt underneath.
And all they're wearing is their team hat?
No, the hats are black. And look, wait till you see this. I got to draw this for you.
when they have the names on the back.
Right.
You know how the name normally goes along the top of the shoulder?
Yeah.
The blade, the name starts on your right shoulder blade.
Right.
And goes down.
Well, how stupid is that? Why do they have to do it like this in Boston?
I don't know. I'm telling you, look in the newspaper and you'll see a picture of how queer looking these All-Star jerseys are.
Hey, Mike, you're a big Red Sox fan, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm a huge Red Sox fan.
Ain't you, Mike?
Yeah, I am, Scooter. When's the last time the Red Sox were in the... when was the last time the Red Sox won the World Series?
1918.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, I just thought I'd say that for all the stuff.
Scooter, who was the MVP of the 1985 All-Star Game?
1985, I was in San Francisco. We're going to take Carlton Fisk.
Carlton Fisk.
Who was the MVP of last year's All-Star Game?
Griffey.
Who was it?
Ken Griffey.
Ken Griffey of Seattle.
Ken Griffey.
Mm-hmm. And,
I'll give you a prediction of how it's going to be this year.
Yes, Scooter.
From my Atlanta Braves, Brian Jordan.
See, this guy's kind of a savant.
Yes.
This guy knows everything about sports, and as far as we can tell, he doesn't have, like, a big sports encyclopedia in front of him.
I have a sports encyclopedia now.
It's in your head, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's incredible.
It is. Who won Super Bowl IV, and what was the score?
23-7, the Chiefs over the Vikings.
Who was the most valuable player of the 1958 World Series?
They didn't have an MVP in the World Series until 1959.
Who won the 58 series?
Don't mention it. My Braves lost it.
Oh,
Scooter.
Gotcha.
Scooter. I've just been told it was Robbie Alomar who was the MVP last year.
Roberto, I don't like that guy.
Yeah, but you said it was Ken Griffey.
Well.
Yeah, you can't win them all, huh, Scooter?
How do I get anybody to spit from an umpire?
Ah, there you go.
Oh, there he is. So he blocked Robbie Alomar out.
Beautiful.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, Scooter.
When's the last time the Braves won a World Series before 1995?
I have no friggin' idea.
1994.
57. 94, they had a strike, remember?
Well, that's right.
But you remember that, Mike?
Where's the... Why are you hanging me?
Hey, you know who's here? Your good friend, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Scooter, guess what's coming up October 12th?
My birthday's October 13th.
No, but do you know what October 12th is?
Yeah, Columbus Day.
No, it's the third anniversary of you not getting me my wedding gift. And Mrs. Spielak is very upset.
I forgot your wedding gift, Rob.
What, Scooter?
I said, my mom has been so ill, and I forgot his wedding gift.
Scooter, your mom has been ill for 3 years now.
Come on, just send the punch ball and be done with it, Scooter.
He really wants that gift, Scooter. Can you send it along?
What does he want?
A punch ball. I want a punch ball that Mike and I can have drinks out of.
I'm going to buy a wrong picture on it.
Scooter, who won Super Bowl 24?
24 to 49 is 55, the Broncos 10.
You might be right. I don't know the answer to these.
Who knows?
Who won the 1981 Super Bowl?
The Raiders 27, the Eagles 10.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Scooter.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Scooter from Mobile, Alabama.
That's Scooter. He's got lots of facts, but he can't send a wedding present to Rob.
Hello, Don Mitchell.
Hope his mom gets well. She's been sick for 3 years.
3 years, very ill. Send a punch bowl.
Hello there.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Baldy.
How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Now, I just want to comment about the World Cup soccer earlier.
Yeah.
You said, I thought it was funny in the commentary when they said, hey, it's in China's box. Hey, it's in USA's box.
That's very observant. A future comedy genius in the making.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Michael.
You had mentioned it's a big box, isn't it?
I mean, huge, Mike.
Yeah, huge box.
It's like Beatrice Arthur size. A 12-foot box, something like that.
That's a good goal you scored, Maud.
A huge box. Hello.
I've got pieces of corn in my crab bigger than me.
Get in my belly.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
I got a turtle head poking out.
Buzz,
yes.
It's time for the news and comments tonight.
Uh-huh.
Need to know now what your lead story is on your news show tonight.
Tom and Nicole set out to prove they don't need a love coach.
Mm.
Ah, Tom Cruise, who, like Ricky Martin,
mm-hmm.
who enjoys the bologna pony.
They could prove that in our office.
Hey, everybody, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. Come on the Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike show. That was very...
That's very professional, Don.
It's where wrongs are righted and rights are eliminated. The Don and Mike show.
One last thing of the weekend. I forgot to tell you that. Remind me, we'll do this tomorrow.
It's stupid, but it's funny.
Good.
Maybe it was just funny because it was late on Saturday night.
There's a guy that lives up the street from us at the beach.
Yep.
And we're sitting outside.
We're putting up these tiki lights.
Right.
The, like the bamboo
lights on poles.
Right.
That are supposed to not only light out by the deck, but also keep the bugs away.
Sure.
So this guy comes up. He starts talking to me. And he says, we'll play a game where you take a movie title. generally, no matter what movie you have,
right,
if you substitute the last word and put in anus, it's always funny.
Okay.
So I started going down a list with them. Star Wars, The Phantom Anus.
Right.
Bridge Over the River Anus.
The Clockwork Anus.
Right. When Harry Met Anus.
Nodding Anus.
The Deer Anus. Shakespeare and Anus.
Apocalypse Anus.
Planet of the Anus. Dr. Anus.
I like it. I like it.
The only one it doesn't work for is, like I said, well, what about, like, As Good As It Gets?
And he went,
As Good As It Ain't Us.
Yeah,
he still laughs. Like, it was
sure
funny.
Doesn't have to make sense.
It's got anus in it. Generally, as a rule,
right,
any movie that we came up with, and maybe it's because it was very late on Saturday night,
right,
really made me laugh. Real big show in my teeth.
The French Anus.
Oh, right.
Saving Private Anus.
See, it works.
It does work. Mm-hmm. It does work. It is good. It's not. It wasn't because it was Saturday.
Runaway Anus. You know, the Runaway Train. Jingle, Runaway Bride.
Jingle All the Anus. Anus.
That's what we came up with.
The Running Anus.
Oh, right. So you start thinking on, like, an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, right?
Yeah. You can't. Now, what if it's a one?
Then you can't do it.
Oh, that's like, a shame.
You couldn't do Terminator. Terminator
or
anus.
Eraser anus. You know, right. That would work.
It only works, and it doesn't work real good with every movie.
Right.
Like with As Good As It Gets.
As Good As It Anus. See, but I'm still laughing.
It made it laugh, though. It made me laugh, too, when we were thinking about it.
And like, Five Easy Anus.
Ah, so you could do five easy anuses.
You can make it plural.
Yes, sir.
Then it's a no, you know, it's a no lose.
Easy anus,
easy
rider.
You think of every star, you know, and it just, it works. It works very well.
Good anuses
on Golden Anus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's only about a million of them, for God's sake. Okay, well, that's tomorrow's show. Well, just remind me, we'll bring that up tomorrow.
And I answered, I think his name is Fred. I married an axe anus.
See, and I said to him, Austin Powers, the spy that shagged anus? And he went, oh,
see? It'd be a major controversy over the UK.
Works. Funny. That's funny.
Live and let anus. All the Bond movies.
South Anus.
Gold Anus. The Longest Anus.
There's a ton of them, man.
Oh, my God.
But I really like most of them, like a Planet of the Anus. Planet of the Anus.
Did you have Animal Anus?
Animal Anus.
Oh,
times at Ridgemont Anus. The Blues Anus. There's a lot of good ones, man. Batman and Anus.
Yeah, there's certain ones. Freebie and the Anus. There's so many movies. Yeah,
any movie, The Golden Child, The Golden Anus. There's another one like On Golden Bunch. Forest Anus. Why Don't You Love Me?
Forest
Anus.
Okay. The Thin Red Anus.
Summer of Anus. Summer of Sam.
Some of them work better than others, but they're all fun.
Big Daddy. Of course, it'd be Big Anus.
Big Anus. Oh, the General's Anus.
Sure. I see, some of them are perfect.
Wild, Wild Anus.
Now, you know it's good when even Buzz comes down to our level to
absolutely
play the game.
Thanks for playing in the mud, Buzz. By the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Hold on. Let me see.
The French Lieutenant's Anus.
See, now, it doesn't work in, oh, I guess it does. There's something about anus.
Yeah, baby.
American anus. Tarzan anus.
You can go back to that old Jack Lemmon movie, Mr. Anus. You know, Mr. Roberts.
The Odd Anus.
The Odd Anus. Rosemary's Anus. Oh,
okay.
God.
All right.
Oh, man.
Oh, all right. Now, this is Saturday night. Woo! All over again. I was outside with this guy for an hour doing that.
I tell you something. It works.
Okay.
It works.
Okay.
All right. Hello. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Our first story is about the stars of the movie Eyes Wide, Anus. Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman are forging ahead with their lawsuit against the Star tabloid. The Star ran a story that said Tom and Nicole needed professional coaching for their steamy love scenes in Eyes Wide Shut. You may remember our mentioning this a few months back.
I remember Risky Anus.
I'm sorry.
Days of Anus.
They're all risky. Cruise and Kidman say they were liable.
Mission Anus.
Rain Anus. Cruise and Kidman say they were liable.
All the right anuses.
I'm sorry.
Oh, too good.
Oh, Cruise and Kidman say they were liable by the tabloid.
Cruise and Kidman say the sports agent, Jerry Anus. Here's my agent, Jerry Anus.
Hi, I'm Jerry Anus. Cruise and Kidman say they'll make their case in court that they did not need coaching. You may want to pay to see that if they're going to try to prove in court that they don't need love coaching. The tabloid went to a judge today to try to get the lawsuit thrown out. The judge refused to throw out the lawsuit, so it goes ahead. The Star named a couple of sex therapists in its story, and now the therapists are saying they were never hired to do any coaching.
Does it work for TV movies?
A few good anuses.
Barbarians of the aim. I don't see why it wouldn't. That's Veronica's anus. Third rock from the anus.
This is the end of the Don and Mike Show. Find out what happens next tomorrow. Westwood One Entertainment.